Alabama A&M, WJAB 90.9.
Good Monday afternoon and welcome to this edition of This Week at Alabama A&M University. I'm your host, Michael Burns. Today, joining me from the Department of Athletics here at Alabama A&M University is Dexter Williams. Mr. Williams is the Athletics Operations Manager for that department, and I'm going to allow him to tell us a little bit about what his job entails, and there's a lot of things going on over there. He's going to tell us a little bit about what his job entails, and then we're going to talk about the upcoming home football season here on the campus of Alabama A&M University. We're just days away from kickoff of the 2021 football season. He's thick in it, folks. He's thick in it. He's going to pass some information on along to us that'll be beneficial to all of our listening audience. So first of all, Dexter, welcome to This Week at Alabama A&M.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
We appreciate you being there. Tell us a little bit about what you do over there, how long you've been with Alabama A&M.
I'm going into my fourth year here on the campus of Alabama A&M, and in the Department of Athletics, I'm responsible for is pretty much handle all the game day activities from tailgate to vending. To just getting everything ready for the upcoming games, basketball, football in particular. And then also supervise over tickets and special events that we may be having within the stadium.
Okay, and as far as these events go, you're responsible for the operations, you're responsible for the personnel that are working at these events, you're responsible for the equipment that's needed at these events, everything, and you have to coordinate with the other departments here on campus, public safety, I guess, being one of the major ones. Is that correct?
Yes, public safety is one of the major departments that I have to organize with, also student activities. But on a regular football game day, I can be supervising almost 200 people at that event.
Okay, well, folks, he's a busy man during football season and game day especially. So if he runs past you, don't get upset, and he's not ignoring you. He's got something in the fire. Dexter, we brought you in today because we want to talk about some of the things that will be happening for the football season here on the campus of Alabama A&M. There are certain procedures that are different this year. Obviously, no football for the last 2 years now, almost
yes, sir.
2 years since we've had a football game here on campus. And we're a little rusty, to be honest.
We're very rusty. It's time to get back in the swing of things, and we're excited about what we have in store for our fans. And I know Coach Maynard is going to put a great product out on the field and come out and represent the university as well, the city well, and try to defend the SWAC championship as well as the HBCU championship.
Okay. First, let's start with the basic. First game, Saturday, September 4th, 6 p.m.?
6 p.m.
Gates will open at?
The gates will open at 3 p.m.
At 3 p.m. Okay, and where that leads me to now, folks, is tickets. I know many of you have already purchased your season tickets. Many of you are still on the fence about whether you want to go with the season tickets, you want to go with the per game tickets. Some of you are considering, do I want to get the season tickets now? Or do I want to wait the day of the game? Dexter's going to give you some information on that. We're not going to tell you the prices and things. You realize that we can't do that, but we can tell you the procedure to find out about those prices if you're interested and how you can secure those tickets before the game on Saturday. And Dexter, let's just get started. First of all, if I was one of those that purchased season tickets this year, what's going on now?
If you purchase season tickets, you can come by the Bulldog Ticket Office located up at Lewis Cruz Stadium from 10 to 12 Tuesday through Friday and from 5 to 7 Monday through Friday to pick up your season tickets. And if you haven't purchased your season tickets, you can come by the Bulldog Ticket Office and purchase your tickets.
Okay. So, and we'll go through those hours again throughout the show, so that if you have time to write it down, make notes, whatever you need to do. Now, if looking at a per-game package, or not a package, but if I just want to buy tickets for this game, I may be out of town for a couple of weeks. I just want to buy a ticket for a particular game. Can I do that?
Yes, you can always come by and just purchase per game.
Okay. And then reserve seats as opposed to general admission. How do I determine the reserve seats? Where are those seats located in the stadium?
The reserve seats are located in the top section of the stadium, pretty much between the 40 and the 50-yard lines. And then everything else within the stadium is general admission.
Okay. And, of course, you can find out the availability of that seating as you go to make your ticket purchase?
Right. All you have to do is go to www.aamutix.com, and you can get all your ticket information on that website.
Okay. All right. And the hours again, you said Monday through
Friday? The hours for tickets will be Monday through Friday from 10 to 12, then Tuesday through Thursday from 5 to 7.
Okay. And ticket office opens what times on Saturday?
The ticket office will open up at 3 o'clock on Saturday.
At 3 o'clock on Saturday. Okay. And the gates open at 3.
And the gates open at 3, yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay. Now, tailgating. People love to tailgate here on this campus. We know they love to tailgate on this campus. At one time, there was also some discussion that perhaps we couldn't this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic, because of some of our parking concerns and things. A decision has been made that we will be tailgating. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. If a person is interested in securing those tailgating slots, what do they have to do?
If you're interested in securing a tailgate spot, then all you have to do is, again, go to www.aamutix.com, or you can call 256-372-7254, and someone in the office will be there to answer any questions and to help you purchase the tailgate spot or tickets. And if no one answers, please leave a message and someone will get back with you as soon as possible.
Dexter, I'm going to ask you to give that phone number again, because when people run a phone number at me, I just lock up, and all of a sudden I can't write while you're reading those numbers to me. So if you would, give that number to us again.
It's 256-372-7254.
Okay. And we'll give that number again before we go off the air with this edition of This Week at Alabama A&M. Parking. A lot has changed with parking. The new event center is taking up all of that, what would be the west lot, directly in front of the home side of the stadium. Construction there is taking place, so we know that that lot is off the board for this year. What considerations have we made? Where will we park?
Well, parking this year is, like you said, it's been a task trying to facilitate the parking, but we've come up with a plan. Our season ticket holders will park in the grass lot off North Memorial Parkway beside the fire department and the police station. Bates Circle, that will be reserved for VIP, Board of Trustees, and Cabinet. That's right behind the scoreboard. And the visitor side will be bus parking. And off Industrial Drive, that will be for general admission and tailgate. Elmore Gym, the front of Elmore Gym, will be handicap-only parking.
Okay.
Handicap-only parking in front of Elmore. The back of Elmore Gym, the paved area, will be for our football team and for our cheerleaders. And the grass area will be general parking. And then we'll have parking located at Patton Hall, as well as various other places on campus. And we'll also have shuttles to the stadium as well.
All right, and that's the most important part. Folks are worried about parking away from the stadium. Everybody likes to be right at the front door. Well, we can't do that now, but there will be shuttles available. And you know, Dex, this is a side note. As I've traveled throughout the SWAC and also with looking at SEC venues at some that we've played at, some of those folks park over a mile away. And they pay to park over a mile away, and then they still go to the stadium. So our folks here, we're in a different situation this year, but as you said, because of what's going on, we're not charging for parking this year. There is a little bit of an inconvenience, but we ask that you do work with us on that, because we are growing.
Correct.
That's one of the things.
Yes, correct. We're not charging for parking this year as an accommodation to our ticket holders and to our fans. So we feel like that, with things changing as they are and the situations that we're in, we thought that this would be the best thing for the Department of Athletics and for our fans.
Okay. Now we look at the COVID-19 protocols that have been in place throughout the last 18-19 months across the country. We know we had to do certain things during basketball season this year in Elmore to ensure that we had the social distancing in place. What are some of the things that we're looking at this year for football?
As far as football is concerned, as far as the protocol of COVID-19, as you know, things are subject to change.
Right.
So it could change at the drop of a hat. But right now, it's full capacity inside the stadium.
Okay.
We will have sanitizer stations or hand sanitizer throughout the stadium. We'll be full capacity. There's no limitation. There's no social distance. But we do ask for our fans to be safe. If you feel like you need to wear a mask, by all means, do that to protect yourself as well as protect others.
Okay. And if there is available some space, you might want to put a little space in there if it makes you feel comfortable.
Correct.
All right. So those that's it. You don't have the COVID-19. There won't be the temperature checks walking in. They're not asking to see your vaccination cards. They're going to trust that you are feeling well when you come to the game. If you're not feeling well, you should stay at home. But if you're feeling well, you have that opportunity to come to the football game. So we accept that, and we expect to see you there. Now, some things haven't changed that much, and one of those things is the clear bag policy.
Correct. The clear bag policy is just that. It's a clear bag policy. We ask that you not come in with the diaper bags in the big purses or what have you, because bags will be checked, and you will not be allowed into the stadium if you don't have a clear bag.
Okay. And those clear bags, there's a certain measurement you're looking for on that, isn't it, in their size?
Well, it's pretty much the size of a gallon Ziploc bag. And then we have the regular clear bag. It's just maybe the size of a purse, but have to be able to see through
it. You have to be able to see through it. And Marcus and I were joking earlier that so you won't be bringing in your own fried chicken and collards during the game, folks, because we have some fine concession fare available. That sends me over in that direction.
Yeah, concession stands will be available on both sides. All the windows on the home side will be available. I spoke with concessions before I actually came up here to the interview today, and everything will be open. On the south end of the box, that will be available for general items that we may have. And then the middle box, of course, it'll be items that's supplied by Aramark, and then on the north box, that would be the alcohol concession where you can go and purchase your beer.
Okay. And then you mentioned also that we do have a snow, ice, or frozen.
Yes. Yeah. This year, Aramark has come up, and they bringing in, I think, a vendor to supply the snow cones or the ice cups that they call them. And then also
a favorite with the kids.
Exactly. They will love that. And then what we'll have also available is if you just look into just get something to drink, Aramark has made it available to where they're going to have the Coke wagons out there available to go and purchase nothing but drinks only. That will be water, Coke, Sprite, whatever you may want to purchase.
Which will cut down on lines at the concession stand for those that are going for a full menu item.
Exactly.
Okay, so that should make it a little bit easier, a little more, a little faster, if you will, a little more convenient for folks to do just that. Now, you mentioned on the clear bag policies, you mentioned bringing it in, you mentioned the diaper bags, and of course, including that is camera bags.
Correct.
Yeah, you don't want anyone bringing in any bulky bags that we can't see in. Is
right.
What it amounts to.
It amounts to just what you said, Mike, because we will not be responsible for holding anything at the gate. And I would hate for somebody to get all the way to the gate and have to turn and go all the way back to the car and have to return the bag because of the clear bag policy. So we're asking you to please follow the clear bag policy.
Okay. Now, I know that our own marching maroon and white will be in full effect here at this game. First time that many folks have seen them since 2019. Will South Carolina State be bringing a band? Do you know?
I have not spoken with Director Wright about that. He has not given me any information as to if they would be bringing their band.
Okay. Certain conferences may still have restrictions on travel yet, so we don't know what's going on with that. So we'll find out Saturday when we see our Bulldogs teed up against South Carolina State.
Exactly. I think it's going to be exciting. I know everybody is just eager to get back out. It's been 2 years, and people are just looking for something to do. But again, we're asking as the Department of Athletics and as a university that you be very, very safe in what you're doing. We're making it as safe as we possibly can. So we're asking everybody to please just help us to make sure that our fans and our spectators, and especially our students and our student athletes, are protected and kept safe.
All right. Dex, do you have anything else you want to cover?
No, I think that's pretty much it, Mike. I appreciate you having us over here so we can explain some of the things that's going on. But the biggest thing is we want everybody to come out to support and know that things are ever-changing. So things could change at any moment. We pray that they don't. But if they do, we want it to be for the better. But right now, just if we have to reverse field, per se, then understand that these things are out of our control.
Right. And we will keep the public informed.
We
as
will
to what's
keep
going the, on and what remedies are out there. But like you said, right now, we just pray.
We just pray. And the biggest thing is, because we got, I do want to address the executive suite so people will know what to do when coming there. There will be limited capacity within the suites. If you're inside the suites, you will have to wear your mask. And as in, upon entering the suites, you will get your temperature checked. Upon entering the suite. And that's more so because it's inside.
I was about to say it's an enclosed area.
It's an enclosed area. So I did want to address that so people have questions about that.
Thank you. And I'm sure that a lot of folks are listening to that now and understanding where you're going with that. On this 11th, do we still know if we're going to?
As far as I know, I think that there still may be a possibility. That would be a question for AD Hicks.
Let's thank you, Marcus. We'll look at that a little bit later down the line. I appreciate that. I guess it's time for me to let you go back and do some work across the street, Dick.
I'm much rather just stay over here.
Well, you can hang out. I'm sure Marcus will let you pick some music out over there. We want to remind folks of the number, though, for the ticket office at Alabama A&M. That's 256-372-7254.
Yes.
Okay. 372-7254. That's the tick for the call out number, rather, for more information concerning tickets at Alabama A&M University for football for the 2021 football season. Bulldogs champions of the spring season, or the continuation of the 2020 season. And this will be unusual, Dex. You may see somebody win two rings in 1 year in a football season.
Well, that's what the plan is. I know Coach Maynard and his crew and his coaching staff, they have been preparing, and they are eager and waiting to face somebody else opposed to facing themselves. Like every morning I get to work, they're finishing up practicing. So it's going to be an exciting time, and Coach Maynard has done an outstanding job since he's been here. And as far as keeping the player eligible and academic-wise, and then building and then winning the SWAC championship and the HBCU championship. So prayerfully, with hard work and a lot of dedication, we'll be looking to do the same thing in months to come.
Okay. And Dex, I just thought about this. Marcus, I guess we'll go ahead and add Dexter here to our list of pickers. Throughout the year, we'll get his picks for the football games as they come off that week. You don't have to come in. You just send it to us, and we'll read it publicly so everybody knows what you picked for the week.
That's fine.
All right. That's Dexter Williams. Dexter is Athletics Operations Manager at Alabama A&M University Athletics. We've been talking about the football season here on the campus of Alabama A&M. It starts this coming Saturday, the 4th of September. The Bulldogs kick it off against South Carolina State University, 6 p.m. in Lewis Cruz Stadium here on the campus of Alabama A&M University. Gates open at 3 p.m. Ticket office opens at 3 p.m. Marcus and I expect to see you there cheering on your Bulldogs, and we mean our Bulldogs of Alabama A&M. We'll see you then. Dexter, until next time, thank you so much for joining us on This Week at Alabama A&M University.
Thank you for having me, Mike.